Texas with me.
KB2HXS, KP4CBA, how you doing?
I know, it's a tongue twister, sorry. I'm good, I'm just heading home from a service call. Got a late evening service call here. I got to order a part for these folks and get it working, but otherwise, I'm done, I hope.
So, are you on call all the time, or just every now and then, or what?
That's kind of a yes and a no. I'm on call pretty much all the time. If my phone rings, I go.
Oh, I have. I've been there and done that for 40 years with the ministry, and holidays, and I spent a lot of holidays in the ER with somebody because they, you know, did something dumb or they had a heart attack or whatever.
Oh yeah, no, I working in the air conditioning industry in Florida. I was on call 7 days a week a lot of times, especially in the summertime. It wouldn't be uncommon to have Sunday dinner and say, "Oh, gotta go," you know. So I'm used to it. I'm my own entity, so I can kind of pick and choose a little bit, you know, when I want to go, what I want to do, kind of thing. I can schedule things, you know, to fit. If I'm going to be in a specific area, I can go do a maintenance call. You know, if I'm in a certain area, I say, okay, we'll do that this day or that day. You know. Unless, you know, it's an emergency and the system is down, like tonight.
Ooh, okay. Well, I guess if the system's down, then that probably didn't help you any. Oh, me. Well, I'm just glad to be retired.
What would I do? You know, there's a certain satisfaction in getting something fixed and keeping people happy, you know. I enjoy it. You know, I got a couple more years till I retire, but I'm going to keep going as long as I can, as long as I'm physically able and mentally able.
I know what you mean. I mean, I honestly, until I just came right up to age 60, I figured I'd be working till I died. I mean, you know, and I was working two jobs. I was working on cars part-time and in the ministry full time, and it was you know, it was a lot of work, but anyway, and you know, there is a, I understand that satisfaction, because you know, when you're working on cars and you know, somebody gives you the symptoms and they're not really sure what it is, and might be a noise, might be a water leak, it might be a drivability problem or intermittent problem that, you know, just happens every now and then, and you got to figure it out.
A good friend of mine told me a long time ago, he says, as long as you understand, you should be able to diagnose it pretty well. And this one kind of fooled me a little bit, but in the end, we got it. You know, it's a bad expansion valve. It's an older system. But these people don't have a heck of a lot of money, so I'm going to get the valve for them and replace the valve and hopefully keep the system running for a little bit longer.
For you. All right, well, I'm getting ready to pull in the garage here, so I'll say 73s, and you have a good evening, and I hope you don't get any more phone calls. Oh, me, or the business kind anyway. But good to talk to you again, and have a good evening. And we'll talk to you later. Clear after yours, KB4CBA.
All right, Dave, I appreciate it. You have a good evening, sir. And I will speak at you again. KB4CBA, KB2HXS, 73.
2HXS, N4ZLK, mobile.
Hey, what's going on, Shane?
I'm doing well. I haven't heard you in a while.
Yeah, I've been, my phone's been blowing up this last week or so. The temperature's got hot, and Dave's working. Yeah, I really don't get on in the evening. I'm usually on the low bands. I'm on 80 meters, on that 80 meter net around 7 o'clock. And usually you got the radio on the bench on, so I haven't heard you on either. Ha ha ha. But no, everything is good. How about you? You all good?
I haven't been on a lot. I was off a couple weeks ago and had some family over from England, and we did a lot of road trips and were down in Charleston for a little while, so I wasn't on the radio at all that week. And last week, I just really didn't pick up the microphone much. But, you know, you use it a lot, and then for a while, you might, you know, just listen. But anyway, I did give your number out last week. I don't know if he called you or not, but the guy was looking for a repair, somebody to do some repair work.
Well, let's keep that to the phone. I appreciate that, but let's keep that kind of conversation to the phone.
Keep letting you know. I didn't think about that.
I appreciate it, but gotta be careful. But, yeah, thank you. I know what you mean. You know, sometimes you need to take a break from something, you know, and that's completely understandable. Now, are you familiar with the South Carolina Heart System?
With it. I don't use it a lot, but I do know what it is.
Yeah, I believe from Friday evening to Sunday evening, they turn the whole system on in the state, and you can pretty much talk across the state, depending on where you are and what repeater you're in. But I know when my friend Jimmy, N4MMW, when he's down camping on the weekends, when he's down in Charleston or whatever, we can talk back and forth. I'll talk into a repeater here. I'll talk into a repeater down there.
Get on the weekends. And also, there's a way you can turn it on yourself, connect to different repeaters. Even, you know, you don't have to go through the whole state. You can connect to one in the lower part of the state during the week. At least there was a way to do it several years ago. They had it on the website.
You know, I think you're right about it. I think I saw that. I was looking at the website one time, and I was wondering what those numbers meant. And I think I understand now. You hit a certain number, and if I'm in a specific repeater up here, I can bring up whatever repeater that number coincides with. And, you know, if somebody's down in Charleston and I want to talk to them in Charleston, I just bring up the Charleston repeater.
The way I understood it, I never used it, but it seems like a really neat idea.
Yeah, they had something like that in Florida. It was on UHF. They had a bunch of UHF machines. You could be up in the panhandle of Florida and talk to somebody in the Keys.
You might not be making the repeater.
Hey.
I have a 385 there on 85, and then the receive gets really poor. So, that's a good idea, though. I've never tried the heart system like that to individual repeaters. My girls were down in, went to college at Charleston Southern, and while they were down there, I did think about it. I think that's when I checked on it. It was like, I really should get them, get one of them to get licensed, so at least I can get in touch with them.
Yeah, see, all the more reason to buy more radio gear.
They never got it, though. They weren't interested.
That's okay. Not all of them are going to pick it up. My grandkids are similar. I have these two HTs at the house that I use when we're doing installs. It's just on the commercial frequency. So when they come over to the house, I give them the two HTs. They run around the yard with them, play with them, and they talk on them and stuff. So they like it.
And that with those little walkie-talkies back, well, they were actually big walkie-talkies back in the 70s. And you really didn't have much range, but it was fun.
KB2HXS for ID. Yeah, back in those days, I think they were on CB channels on 27 megahertz, some of those. Anyway, Shane, you have a good evening. I guess you're heading towards Atlanta now?
Going up here back at the Greenville office, and I'll leave out probably 9:30. Just coming back from dropping a couple in Spartanburg.
Oh, okay. Well, you be careful out there, and we'll talk to you again, my friend. Have a good night.
Back. I'll talk to you later. N4 ZLK Mobile.
Oh, anytime. Always a pleasure. N4, this is ZLK KB2HXS, to be clear. 73, Shane.